Hello, everybody. This is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about hiring service providers for startups.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And when Heaton Shah proposed this as a subject to me, Stelly Efti, I was like, get out of my way, Heaton. I need to introduce this topic.
That's right.
Right? Because it's not often that I actually get angry or pissed at things, but this is one of those topics. I think just a couple of days ago, I was on a sailing boat with a bunch of entrepreneurs through the beautiful Spanish Mediterranean Sea, and this topic came up. The topic of, you know, the value of a great lawyer, accountant, bookkeeper to you as an entrepreneur. And it was a big disparity between, you know, super early founders that are doing their first thing ever and started a year ago, and founders that sold their, you know, I don't know, sixth company and had been doing this for 20 years. There was a big kind of range of experience on this sailing trip. And so it was so fun to see kind of the differences in responses. When you first start out, I don't know if it was different for you, Heaton, because you're way, way ahead of your time in terms of wisdom and good looks. But for me, when I started my first business, and when I think about the kind of my friends that were starting their businesses, I always thought, oh, I'm going to be a business owner. And then, you know, I'm going to go and find a lawyer. And if the lawyer works in a large law firm, reputable, I'm going to pay that person a lot of money, and that person is going to be kind of my genius sidekick, you know, ninja of the law, and be constantly supplying me with tips and tricks and hacks and the best way to optimize the law to put myself and my business in the best position possible. And if I go to an accountant or bookkeeper, that person is going to give me all these pieces of advice on how to manage my cash flow and money and how to create expenses or add expenses and how to optimize to pay, you know, the least amount of taxes legally required for my business to use that money in ways that fuel growth, rather. I thought that these people would be incredibly smart, incredibly experienced, but on top of all of that, really working hard, constantly creatively thinking of solutions and opportunities for me and my business. And the reality couldn't be further from that truth. The reality is, in my mind and from my experience, nothing like that. So I'll share what my reality has been, and then I'm dying to hear your reality. But in my experience, and the experience that I've witnessed with other founders and companies, most service firms, and let's just take three common examples, law firms, accountants, textbook keepers, that kind of stuff. Most firms, they will do the minimum required work, the minimum required thinking, and they will do only the safest, most boilerplate, most typical average things to provide you a service with as little risk for them, as little time for them, at least time from the kind of the most experienced, most creative people, because a lot of services firms that built like these pyramid schemes where the senior partners, they bring in the clients, but they really don't do any of the work, and they push all the work down to the super junior new employees that do a lot of like boilerplate work to make the kind of margin and the business model work for these types of businesses. But you almost never get somebody that is creative. You almost never get like proactivity where somebody pings you and tells you here's opportunities to save money or to make more money or things to think ahead of. It's always you have to ping them